Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Blessings for you. I had the privilege and honor of pronouncing blessings at a wedding recently. One of my grandsons and his fiancée asked me to do that for them. This was very personal to me, and I wanted this to be carefully, prayerfully chosen specifically for them. As I studied the Word, looking for just the right thing to share, it was a huge blessing to me as I found so many blessings in our instruction book, the Bible. Here's a portion of what I asked God to do for them. May God bless the two of you abundantly in love, joy, and happiness. Love for each other and for those around you. Joy in the circumstances around you and joy in the journey for many years ahead. And awesome happiness on this, your wedding day. Happiness tomorrow in the special moments that will happen in years to come and even in the little things. May you be blessed with faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Love is patient and kind. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. May love and laughter fill your hearts and home throughout all the days of your lives. God will grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, courage to change the things you can, and wisdom to know the difference. And then from Numbers, Aaron's blessing to the people of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Well, although God clearly directed me to share these specifically for them, you might have noticed that these blessings are for all Christians. These are for you. Listen to the Lord's blessing to Abraham and others. Genesis 12, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And in Numbers, we read Aaron's blessing. Number 6, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put My name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Romans 4. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. James, the first chapter. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. And we should bless others. Matthew 5, 44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Luke 6, pretty much the same, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Friends, these are but a very small example of blessings God has for you and is preparing for you. Your future. Now, be wise and search the Scriptures daily. Watch for blessings that your Heavenly Father has for you just for the asking. You have not because you ask not. And in closing, Ephesians chapter 3, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.